is the Neil Clinic Spine Line. I am a retired chiropractor, and there's a reason that I'm here, and that is the Neil Clinic continues in normal and fully functional operation because Dr. Ben McMillan, who was an associate doctor at the clinic for a year or so, has taken over and continues the excellent service and the excellent care that patients came to expect over those 37 years that I did my thing. And so as I'm catching my breath, I started out the show last week. I told you we had too much stuff to go through, and we did. Plus, we had two text message questions that came in near the end of the show, and we didn't do those justice. So guess what? That's our show for today. We finish our discussion about back surgery. We talk about pillows for neck problems, which was one of our text questions. And if you want to go ahead and throw us another curveball, something else to talk about, send in a text message today. Earlier is better, by the way. If you send it in at 26 minutes into the show, I'm not going to have a whole lot of time to discuss it. 437-1620 is the number. You can send in a text message question. Ruthie gets it. She waves her hands and gives us a little text message sign, and she'll either make a note of it or she will let us know verbally. But in any case, if you have a question, you're here, you're listening, you know, go ahead, use us. That's why we're here. This isn't a 30-minute promo for the clinic, and in fact, so very often we do an entire show and don't even tell you who we are. What it is our chance to talk about health problems and to answer your questions. So if you want to send a text in, 437-1620, it go ahead and give it your best shot. We want to talk about the things that are interesting to you or pertinent to you right now. I am always thinking of show topics. My head is dense with ideas. I don't want to brag, but more than once somebody has told me I'm the densest person in the room. You don't have a rim shot sound effect over there, do you?
There it is.
There, yeah. Okay. Anyway, quick summary of our discussion on back or neck surgery. First of all, Dr. McMillan.
Yeah, so the back and neck surgery things we were talking about last week, typically when you have somebody, a patient that's coming in and they've either had a neck or back surgery or they are planning to have one, it's almost always going to be a disc surgery. And when we're talking about those disc surgeries, that's going to be where they're going to go in and fuse two or three of your vertebra together. The good news, though, is that most patients that do have a disc problem may not actually require surgery, and they oftentimes respond really well to chiropractic care.
Yeah, and that is one of the reasons that I limited my practice for 37 years to activator methods adjusting, because I like that technique best for treating disc problems.
That's the biggest part of our initial exam, and when you come in and we're taking that history and doing the assessment, is to really decide, you know, is this something that chiropractic care is going to help with, or is this a surgical level case? You know, and there's another condition that happens in the neck and also in the lower back where it's called spinal stenosis, right? And if you've been told you have the spinal stenosis or severe arthritis, a lot of times we can even treat those patients with some really good pain relief. You know, eventually it may become surgical, but it also may not. And the thing you don't want to do is wait until it does require surgery, and now you have to have that, because that's years of pain that we may have been able to help with if you had just come in, talk with us, we'll do the assessment and we'll let you know. So if you do need surgery, again, it's going to kind of fall into typically two categories, right? We have the disc surgeries, or it's going to be that spinal stenosis surgery. The spinal stenosis surgery is usually really, really successful and typically doesn't require that spinal fusion where they're fusing those joints together. However, if it is one of the issues where it's a, you know, severe degeneration with that arthritis or spurring that's reached the surgical level, that typically does require those fusion surgeries we've talked about. And there's just so many, you know, different aspects of, you know, the disc problems and herniations and bulges. We got into a little bit of that last week, but there's so many different things. If you have a particular question about it or a specific problem that you want to know a little bit more about, just send us a text message, 437-1620.
And back to the subject of pillows, pillows, because we started that last week. And what's the ideal pillow to sleep on? The answer is there's no perfect pillow. And the ones that you see constantly advertised on television, they're really nothing special. The one factor to think about when you're asking yourself what pillow should I be using, the big factor is what position do you sleep in? If you sleep on your back, you want a thinner pillow than if you sleep on your side, because the goal is to keep your head and neck essentially in line with your body. Now, for back sleepers, too much pillow jacks your head up, pushes your head and neck forward, and it can stress your neck. On the other the other extreme, sleeping without a pillow, now your head is too far back. And again, like I said, the goal is to keep the head essentially in line with the body. So too much or too little pillow can leave you with neck pain or a headache in the morning. We need to do an entire show. We could do two shows on headaches, but I'm going to make a mental note next week. We're not going to try to push it in today, but maybe next week we will address headaches specifically.
Yeah, headaches is a big topic, especially at the clinic. We treat so many people that come in and it just starts. I got this headache that won't go away. I've had it for a couple days, or it happens every morning. And there's so many different causes of headaches that you don't recognize, because kind of like we were talking about last week, when there's that leak in the roof that's dripping from the ceiling, it wasn't, you know, the problem wasn't directly above where the leak was. It's farther away. And that's that, you know, connection that we're talking about. It's rarely a direct connection. There's so many headaches that come from neck misalignment, and usually the upper neck area, but you don't know it because where you feel the headache is, you know, it's on the, you know, the right side, the temples. It's not right where we're working on your neck, but we treat the neck, and guess what? Well, we get that headache pain gone. And so that's the biggest thing is just trying to, you know, determine what type of headache and where the cause is coming from. That's what that initial assessment for. That's why we bring you in, and your first visit, we do that evaluation. One more thing on the pillows, like Dr. Neil was saying, the whole goal is to keep the spine in as neutral a position as possible. You know, hopefully everybody out there is getting that good 6 to 8 hours of sleep. And if you're in a weird position or the neck is out of just a straight position, you're going to wake up with that stiff neck. Everybody's done that, right? We've fallen asleep on the couch watching a movie or something, or in a chair, and you wake up and you just know, I slept wrong. I can't tell you how many times people come into the clinic with, I can't turn my neck, I slept wrong last night. And that's when we get into this whole discussion about, you know, what is the proper way to sleep. And the big difference, like Dr. Neil was saying, is how do you typically sleep, right? Back, on your side, on your stomach? At the clinic, we have tons of treatment tables, and every single one of our treatment tables has a little face cut out for when we have to lay you face down so we can get to your back and your spine. I'd venture to guess none of our listeners out there have a bed that has a face cut out for them to lay face down, right? So if you're a stomach sleeper, you're having to turn your head to the left or to the right for 6 to 8 hours, you're gonna wake up with a stiff neck eventually. And then back to the pillows, right? So that medium to thin pillow is typically designed for people that are sleeping on their back. When you go shopping for pillows, you'll see it. They'll write on the pillow, like on the packaging for the pillow, for back sleepers, for side sleepers. And what you'll notice is with those side sleeping pillows, they're thicker. They're a little more dense because you need to support your head, you know, kind of the distance from your shoulders to your ears after that pillow is compressed, versus with a back sleeper, you just need a little bit of support right under your neck and a little kind of cutout area for your head. You know, you can't, I would not recommend you getting a side sleeping pillow if you're sleeping on your back all the time, because that's going to prop your head up too far. You're going to be in that position for 6 to 8 hours, and that's when you're going to end up with those misalignments. Another thing we see typically with the sleeping positions is you get sensitive when you have those misalignments and the stresses in those, in your spine and your neck. And you may wake up with a headache. You may wake up with, you know, I have people come in and their hands go numb, right? The tingling down the arm into the hand or into the shoulder blade. And if you have those lower neck problems, you'll wake up with that pain in your shoulder blades or in the hands even. And that's those nerves that are in your neck that go all the way down your arms and into both hands. That's where that's coming from. You know, you don't have an issue in your hand because it's going numb. That issue's starting from your neck, if that's typically when you're feeling those pains.
You know, I just had a flash. We need to develop the stomach sleeper's mattress. The stomach sleeper's mattress that has a hole cut in it so you can lie with your head straight face down. Because we have, in the past, I know Dr. McMillan does now, counseling a lot of people, don't sleep on your stomach. Yep. Because if you do, you're sleeping all night long with your head turned right or left. And I don't care if you swap it back and forth, you know, every 10 minutes all night long, which wouldn't be very good sleep, but it's a stress to the neck. And you said that earlier. You said something about positional stress. that's a topic that deserves another entire show. I guess we'll have to do that one after we do the show on headaches. So many things get blamed on stress, and it's not. Stress headaches, stress neck pain, stress back pain. Remember the domino theory. One thing causes another that causes another. You can't just look at the last domino in the string, which is usually pain. You can't just look at the pain and think that's the problem. It's not. There's the next to the last domino, which usually the muscle spasming that is associated. And of course, that gets blamed on stress, too. People, I'm so stressed out. I'm so tight. It's not, again, it's not the last domino. Look up a domino, muscle spasm. Look up a domino, something that isn't positioned or moving properly in your spine, and then there's the protective reaction from the structural misalignment that is the tightening of your musculature. So, I mean, if you want to call that structural stress, okay, I'll buy into that. But the reality is that a properly aligned, a properly moving spine is very tolerant of stress, emotional stress, mental stress, physical stress. Now, if you fall asleep sitting on the couch with your head flopped over to one side, that's not stress. That's just you were stressing your neck badly. But that's not stress from the oh, I'm so stressed out. That's stress like I put myself in a really uncomfortable position and then went to sleep there. So, you know, it's the domino theory, but a normally positioned and a normally moving spine is a whole lot more tolerant of that stuff. A structurally stressed joint, you know, the normal response is the body tightens up a little bit around the musculature, and that's a protective reaction. If it's already tight and irritable, in other words, if it's already not working so good, then any mental stress that you encounter is gonna make it worse. We've got the dominoes already starting to fall, and you know, I have a bad day. Boom, everything crashes. If you have a disc problem, the stress of a cough or a sneeze can drop you to the ground. I was in the drugstore the other day getting something, and next aisle over, I heard someone sneeze, and immediately after they sneezed, he went, "Oh!" I was like, "Okay, that's a disc problem over there." And of course, I didn't run over there and tell the lady what to do, but I was tempted. If that disc is already bulging out, if that disc is already right up against one of your spinal nerves, then a cough or a sneeze is that momentary increase in what in the medical world we refer to as intrathecal pressure. That momentary increase in the pressure pops that disc over, bangs that spinal nerve, and guess what nerves don't like? They do not like to be pinched. So, you know, that when you're hanging by the cliff by your fingernails, it just takes a little bit to knock you down. If everything is working better, a cough or a sneeze is no big deal. So, again, the domino theory of, let's go ahead and move a few dominoes back. Let's get me properly aligned and get the disc swelling and the disc bulging handled. And then a cough or a sneeze or, you know, bending over to pick up a pencil. Picking up a pencil does not drop you to the ground, except that sometimes it does. It depends on how your other dominoes were doing. So, you know, blaming your stress for muscle spasms or blaming your stress for pain, go a step back. Ask yourself, why do I have the nerve irritation that sets me up for spasms and pain? Because your nerves control your muscles precisely like an electrical cord controls a light bulb and a lamp. If you've got an electrical cord problem, then that light bulb's going to either go out or really, really, you know, flare up too bright before it burns out. If you've got an aggravated or an irritated or a pinched nerve, that will make the muscles around that area, they spasm up in a protective reaction, which of course, Dr. McMillan, so often you see this with the neck problems.
Yep, that's a really common occurrence. My neck is so tight, I can't move it, and that's exactly what it is. It's those dominoes, of that domino effect, and that's kind of what we spend so much time educating the patients and going through and, you know, explaining all this to them so they understand that we're treating the cause of their symptoms. And yes, I understand your arm is tingling and numb, but we're going to focus on the neck because that's the problem. And you know what? In a few weeks, their neck doesn't hurt, their arm doesn't hurt, and they're moving way better. And that's the beauty of chiropractic care.
And if you fall asleep sitting on the couch, you're not as likely to wake up with the neck pain or to wake up with the arm tingling. I remember very clearly, and I'd seen it a dozen different ways, but I had a patient who's a carpenter, and he spent 1 week nailing plywood up to a ceiling. And in other words, overhead work, looking up, reaching up. Now, that's a very good reason for a neck problem, doing overhead work like that. But if everything's properly aligned, not so stressful.
Yeah, and just like that overhead work can cause a lot of stress on the neck. And when you're doing those things repetitively, there's a lot of people out there that do that kind of work without any pain or problems. And guess what? Probably structurally sound. There's also people in the world that, you know, have that pain and they say, "Hey, I really didn't do anything. I can't remember anything that caused this pain." And now they're having neck pain and muscle spasms. And they just, you know, that's one of the questions we ask, like, what were you doing?
Absolutely. And how often have you heard the, "Oh, I must have slept wrong"?
Yeah.
Guess what? You probably didn't sleep wrong. You probably had, again, we're talking about hanging on the cliff by your fingernails. You know, you had a neck problem that was right there on the edge. It didn't take much to push it on over the cliff. And so you slept in a position that was not ideal and woke up with neck pain, arm pain, shoulder pain, shoulder blade pain, or going the other direction, the headache.
And that's exactly what it is. That's that last domino that they cared about. They probably, you know, we get into the exams and we go through range of motion. They probably didn't care initially that they couldn't turn their head to the right quite as far as they could turn it to the left, not affecting their day-to-day all that much. Well, guess when they picked up the phone? When they had that pain, right? I very rarely, I'd venture almost never have had a patient come in and say, I've got about 5 degrees less left lateral flexion than I do on my right. So that does not happen. People pick up that phone and call us when that last domino falls and they're in pain.
the body adapts. The body adapts to it. Nope. And in fact, so very often in examination, the patient is surprised. Oh, I can't turn my head but 10 degrees to the right. I can turn 80 degrees to the left. I didn't notice the difference. Well, that's the so-called robot neck. The case where it is you can always turn your body without turning your head. And so the uber stiff neck, you don't notice, you adapt to it. And once again, we've done most of a show and not told you much about who we are. The Neal Clinic of Chiropractic, also known as the Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare, because there are so many different things that Dr. McMillan and staff handle beyond just the chiropractic. We have several physical therapy modalities, one of my most favorite being the Class 4 laser. Class 4 laser, if you hear somebody in town bragging about a laser, ask them one simple question. Class 4?
Yep, that's the difference.
Because the difference is trying to put out a fire with a squirt gun versus a fire hose. You could probably do it eventually with a squirt gun. It's going to take a long time. If you got a fire hose, things go fast. That's your Class 4 laser. The Neal Clinic, we're on Creighton Road, just across the street from Walmart. The telephone number, 479-SPINE. 479-SPINE is one digit too many, but you'll figure it out. Stop at spin, okay? Give a call, request a consultation, and you'll get scheduled for a time to come in and you talk to Dr. McMillan. You talk to the doctor. You're not talking to, you know, some person that's just taking notes. You're getting the doctor's advice.